morning. Welcome to Digging the Dirt. I'm Ann Goldine, and this week I have Farmer Fred Johnson from Nacelle. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning.
Okay, so we are going to talk about the farm, and we're going to talk about farm stock, and what's happening in gardens all around our region, maybe the successes and some failures, or maybe some delays that are happening. And what's ripe? What's ripe on the farm?
A lot of stuff.
Okay, give me a list.
Let's see. The tomatoes are behind schedule, the squash is coming. The cucumbers are coming. Green beans are coming in droves. Beets, carrots, potatoes. Leafy greens, kales, our salad greens, just everything pretty much across the board.
And did you plant all these things at different times? I mean, they all have maturity rates, but so everything is coming. Did you do things a lot of staggered, like not all the carrots at once, but
we're
like
working on the staggering. We've got some work to do to figure the staggering out. I mean, we had some beautiful cauliflower, but they all came on at once. So gorgeous cauliflower, but then now we're running out of cauliflower, and it's delicious cauliflower. So we want more, so we're trying to figure out more of our staggering process.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a challenging year this year.
Well, you know, actually, home gardeners have the same problem.
With
planting too much and then having too much, and then what do you do with this bountiful harvest? And
make friends.
Right. You try to give as much away, process it, you know, freeze it, can it, whatever.
Yep.
Eat it, and then try to plant less at a time.
That's kind of the issue. With it, just juggling, you know, when to plant, how much to plant, mm-hmm. and what succession. There's increasing knowledge, you know, with older, more successful farmers, you know, that they've been able to direct me a bit on how to stagger.
Mm-hmm. I think the last advice I got was on my kale to plant a new crop every month. Of course, the thing with kale is the plants just go and go and go. I'll probably have kale coming out my ears. But Teresa gave me a good recipe for kale chips, you can really knock down a lot. Oh, kale chips are awesome.
Yep.
I mean, it's like potato chips, only none of the guilt.
Right.
I mean, they taste sort of
and all
the
nutrition.
The same. Right. No, it's 10 million times better.
It's amazing with kale. It's such an awesome thing. As a cook, it didn't really hold a lot of high regard with me because I just looked at it as more of a garnish,
mm-hmm.
for many, many years. And
right.
Now, man, it's just such a
superfood.
It really is. It mm-hmm. makes you feel dynamite.
Oh, it does. And you can make a smoothie, make juice, whatever. Raw, steamed, in a stir fry, whatever. You can put it in a soup, anything.
And it loves our climate.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it'll grow year-round.
It will.
Doesn't care what the weather does.
Yes.
And aphids like it.
Aphids, cabbage moths. Cecily's got a contract bounty on cabbage or cabbage moths in our garden. She's quite focused on these.
Oh, that's good.
Cute little white butterflies.
Oh, yes, right. Are they really butterflies or are they moths?
They're moths.
They're moths, yeah. Are you trying to get them in the larval state?
Trying to get them, you know,
period.
At any state.
At any state.
Yeah. And compost them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, now let's talk about tomatoes. You know, everyone wants to grow a tomato, and everyone struggles who lives in the Lower Columbia region because it's not hot enough.
It's our heat really gives us a big challenge to produce tomatoes. It gets me. Last year at this time, I was harvesting probably 300 pounds plus per week of tomatoes and selling all of them. I mean, in my restaurant clientele and the CSAs and the markets, they were just mm-hmm. eating them up. And right now, I've harvested really nothing. They're on the vine, just doing that, hanging out, being green. The plants are happy, but it's just not getting that temperature to push them over the edge and give them the flavor.
Now, and you're talking about in your greenhouse.
In the greenhouse,
I
yeah.
I mean, like for the most people are growing their poor little pathetic tomatoes outside.
Yeah, you gotta
cover
you
them
know,
up somehow. Put a little piece of plastic
heat
over
heat them up. I mean, I know that people do have success growing tomatoes without the greenhouse, but I know that people with greenhouses have a lot more success. You get a lot more bang for your buck.
Right. Well, our greenhouse is full of tomato plants again, and we have a lot of tomatoes. I don't see anything that even looks remotely
You're not ripening on yours either.
I don't see anything.
Dang it.
Yeah. But, you know, we got a lot of tomatoes on the plants
yeah.
now, so that's good. I mean, at first I was thinking, what happened? We were gone at a critical point late May and early June, and the plants were pretty little when we got back, and they needed fertilizer and... Now mm-hmm. they've been getting that, and they've really, I mean, I'm amazed how they've grown. So they had a late start really getting taking off to really get those flowers
going.
We just
haven't had the heat.
No, we certainly haven't.
And it's just going to, that's the way it goes, I'm afraid.
So tomatoes will be late, or they'll be green?
They'll be both green and late.
Great.
They're officially green and late at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like anything to do with green tomatoes.
I am still looking for a green tomato recipe that, you know, because, man, at the end of the season, you know, the tomatoes will, in the greenhouse, they'll stay going through, you know, dang near to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, definitely.
And but what do you do with them? I mean, we composted literally hundreds of pounds of them last year.
Of green ones?
Of green ones. Because we're not, I don't know where to look for a market on that. They're just, I mean, the whole fried green tomato thing is good, but...
Yeah, but who actually
but
eats
who
that?
But who wants to eat tons of fried green tomatoes? I mean, Southerners, but...
We're not in the South.
We're not in the South. And yeah, there's something that's a little more heart smart. I mean, tomatoes are such a delicious but healthy vegetable, but it needs to be ripe.
Yeah, probably eating a lot of unripe ones. Well, it may be better than eating hamburgers.
Yes.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
Or French fries.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it seemed to me that one could do a green tomato chutney.
Yep.
Or include them in some other kind of pickled something or other. Not as the main, but as like a part of something. You know, you're putting onion, green tomatoes, cucumber. I don't know. You could probably do something, but not hundreds of pounds. But the home gardener might have 5 pounds, and that would easily incorporate into something else.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you planning for a winter garden?
Oh, yeah.
Or you already got it planted?
Yeah. We got our first grant this year, a successful grant for a greenhouse. So we put in a 30 by 96 foot greenhouse. That's what our new tomato greenhouse is, that we've got it planted now. But we're looking at companion planting is not right the quite term, but planting for a fall garden in conjunction with a tomato, you know.
Oh, so in between kind of, you
yeah.
mean like, oh, in the greenhouse.
Because, you know, fall and winter gardens, you've got to start them immediately. I mean, because the light is, you probably know, is getting less and less, and the heat's going to be dwindling, and so.
Well, pretty much every day we're losing a minute in the morning and 2 minutes in the night. So that's 3 minutes a day. In a week, that's 3 times 7.
21 minutes.
21 minutes less.
Blast.
Right. So the that's critical for the plants that care about daylight. So you want to get the plant going. You want to have some leaves on it, get some photosynthesis happening, get some roots happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so what kind of things should people plant?
For winter garden?
Yes.
Oh.
Right now.
Kales are a great one to have. Brussels sprouts, though it's a little, it's probably a little bit late for Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
I think they're a longer maturity. I want to say 120 days or
they're
something.
They're pretty long, yeah.
Yeah. We've got a fat crop planted for fall. Cabbages. I think you still pull off cabbages.
Oh, cool.
And leafy greens, you know, leafy greens, spinach, peas. All those things into the fall will should, you know, you should see returns on that.
Right. Well, if you're starting with peas right now,
they like it cold and
yeah. But I mean, I'm thinking that
cool.
In September we might actually have, you know, a warm September.
We are
but
so
it wouldn't
praying
be,
for a warm.
Right, but it probably won't be like a hot September, so the peas won't care. You know, peas really start to desiccate when it gets really hot.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to have that. So this would be, I mean, if you missed on peas in the spring, Go for it now.
That's the tricky part, yeah. You know, at Farmstock last year, same time in Labor Day weekend, and what, we had 90-plus degree temperatures that weekend. It was like one of the warmest weekends of the season.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was warm. Okay, so let's take a break. We'll take a break from gardening, and we want to talk about we need listener feedback today. This is Digging the Dirt's opportunity during this round of Pledge Drive to raise money for KMUN and KTCB and the other one. that other one that has very similar things.
KCPB.
KCPB, right. And this is the time, you know, we only do it a couple times a year, but this is the time when we come to you, and it's when we find out how much everyone really appreciates what we're doing. And for me as a programmer, it's so gratifying to know that people are out there, because, you know, like, we're just sitting here in this room, and you know, until we get feedback, we don't know if anyone's even got the radio on. So this will be a time for you to give that feedback. Helen is here. David's here. David Hall. Lots of people are here. The staff is here. You can talk to whoever you want to talk to. But just give us a call. And we have some farm stock kinds of presents. Okay. Let's talk about, we have some farm stock gifts.
Of the dinner? Oh, sorry.
Yes, right. For $60 or above pledge to KMUN, you can get a dinner at Farmstock.
For the Sunday dinner. It's going to be awesome.
Well, it was pretty awesome last year.
It's going to be awesomer.
Awesomer. Okay. So we have a number of those, and those are for Digging the Dirt listeners. And so this is the time to call. If you went to Farmstock last year and went to the Farmstock dinner, you know that you don't want to miss it this year. And
no.
If you did miss it, I'll tell you, you don't want to miss it, whoever you are, because I was there and it was spectacular. And I'm going to be there again. And
you better be.
Yeah, I better be.
I know where you live.
That's right. You do. You did my floors. But and we have other things. Bornstein's donated a whole bunch of shrimp.
125 pounds of beautiful, organic, naturally harvested, well, naturally, sustainably harvested bay shrimp
and
for us to play with.
That's right. And you can have some of that shrimp as
an appetizer.
That's right. And you can get a pound of it with your pledge. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And you can also get an hour with a master gardener. I will come to your garden wherever you live. If you're listening to this, I don't care where it is. I like to take little trips. I don't care if you're in Bay City. I don't care if you're in Quinault or Longview or Lincoln City. I'll come and visit you and probably bring another master gardener. Two heads are always better than one. And for $100 or more, you can have master gardeners schlepping around in your yard. Pretty much all we want is a cup of tea. And
that's a deal.
Yeah, and you can call and get that. And but the point is, you need to call. And there are all kinds. Oh, we have these beautiful Farmstock T-shirts, long sleeve T-shirts, fitting for the weather, with from $60 and above. So there's lots of options. But the most important thing is just to pick up the phone, and you can discuss it with whoever you talk to, what it is you want in exchange for your
pledge.
So give us a call. I'll give you the numbers, 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. Please call now. And Betsy called and said, in the joy of cooking, there is a fabulous recipe for green tomato pickles and pureed vegetable soup with green tomatoes. So there are two recipes in the joy of cooking that will use up some of your green tomatoes.
Yes.
So that's good. So there's that. Every pledge puts you in the pot for the grand prize drawing, and this grand prize is pretty grand. We've got okay, this is all by the Shelburne Inn in Seaview, an overnight stay in Audubon College at China Beach in Iwako with breakfast at the Shelburne, $100 gift certificate towards dinner at the Shelburne, and a gift of two handmade Japanese tea bowls. This whole package is worth $500. And so your pledge at any level gets you in the pot. And at the end of pledge drive, we will draw out the winner of that. In case you don't know the phone number, I'll give it again. It is 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. Or you can go to coastradio.org and pledge online. So Fred, let's talk about farm stock. What, when it is, where it is. Okay, it's at the farm. And why it is.
It's September 1st and 2nd. And it's at the farm in Nacelle.
Is that Saturday and Sunday or Sunday
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
So the fest is Saturday, which that's going to be with the live music when the Fort George is doing the beer garden again. We're going to have fantastic food. We're sourcing pretty much the vast majority of all the stuff that we'll be serving from local farms. So it's we've got a participation of supporting farms, a working group of farmers that are coming together with farm stock this year that's just super impressive.
That is great. Okay, and so there's something about farm stock that feels like in our community, the implementation of what Michael Pollan calls knowing your farmer.
Mm.
And these local farmers are all people that the consumer, can buy food from.
Yep.
And you can actually look the farmer in the face and say, how did you grow that? And they'll tell you.
Yes. Especially if you buy them a Fort George beer.
Okay. Well, so.
We're cheap. You know, Well, not cheap, but
okay.
We're amenable to.
That's right. Spilling the guts with a little beer.
Oh gosh, just give us a chance.
Okay, so now the farm is in Nacelle.
Yep.
And it's on the Nacelle River.
Yep.
And so Saturday it starts at what time?
I want to say 10:30. I should probably know that. I should have it tattooed on
given that it's at your place.
In Nacelle on 201 South Valley Road. We've got a map online, I believe, on the KMUN website.
Which is coastradio.org.
And, okay. Yep.
So people can come anytime.
Yep. Okay. We've got overnight camping. We're going to have kind of a farm posse all week, getting ready and prepping the place.
Cool.
Getting it safe. There's all kinds of,
there's
my treacherous piles material.
You weren't talking about wildlife.
Oh, no. The elk and everybody else, they're fine.
Okay.
Coyotes are pretty harmless.
All right. Well, we camped last year, and it was awesome. We did hear coyotes during the night.
Oh, heck yes.
Yeah, and then in the early morning, we saw a herd of elk in the field.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty awesome, and it was really quiet. I mean, for those of us who live in town, you know, there's always car noise and
it's nice.
Whatever, and it's really quiet out there. And One of the things about this is a collaborative effort, not only with farmers, but also with KMUN. This is a big fundraiser for the radio station.
Well, I don't know how to best describe it. Of it's people within the community focusing on those common interests that tie us together. You know, food and music and beer. And education. We've got the lineup on classes this year is just fantastic.
Oh, we'll get to classes. Hi, Kathleen Morgain, our intrepid news and my engineer person, number three. Number three's on.
Hi, I just want to tell everybody that we have a new member who's been listening to the show. Her name is Carol, and she's calling from Portland.
Awesome, Carol. Yay. Thank
and
you.
And new members are so important. We especially need new members during our membership drives. They show the CPB that the percentage of interest in this programming enterprise in our area is up and coming and interested and alert and informed and engaged, and they're with us, and CPB gives us additional money for that. So if you are a new listener to this very special station in this very special corner of the world, this would be a great time to give us a call. You'll get your new membership acknowledged on the air. We will say a huge thank you, and it really helps us out at this time of year. We try to keep these drives to just a couple per year. We try to keep them minimally invasive. We try not to be weeds in the garden of your audio pleasure.
Well, you know, that's it always amazes me how many new members come on board at every pledge drive. And and some of them are people that have been members in the past, and maybe their finances were lousy for a while, and the finances improved, and they're back, or they've moved to the area, or maybe they've been listening somewhere else, or maybe they haven't been listening to the radio, and suddenly they find us, and they go, whoa, I want to be a part of that.
And this is the time. This is the week to pick up your phone. We really need to get those calls. We do need to hear from you today. And, you know, Fred here, our special guest this morning, he's such a shy and retiring kind of person. He's not so good at really speaking about his own special qualities.
Oh, come on.
And I haven't heard enough about this dinner that's going to take place.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Fred is a chef. He formerly had his own restaurant. And the way I understand it is that he just couldn't get the quality that he wanted to present to his customers. So he literally had to buy a farm, which
which isn't a questionable practice.
Well, and that is true. Okay, so you want to give us some tantalizing tantalizing
on
things.
Sunday's dinner.
Yes, and so that because we want people to call and get as thank you gifts for their pledge, all those that the station is offering
right.
of the farm dinner.
Here it comes.
I got to buy mine today.
You do. So farm stock dinner is the idea behind farm stock dinner is that it's we're sourcing the as much as possible as we can locally.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea being that, you know, we could talk all day about local farming and local farm issues, but until you actually eat the food and taste it, you know, it's just sort of words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. We just marvel going out to the garden and eating our carrots because they're just so good. And it's not like our carrots are better than, say, other people's carrots, but it's just a fresh carrot. And mm-hmm. It's funny, being, you know, fresh is a word that's, I think, a little overused or not.
Not a little.
A lot. And it's and as a chef, I thought I knew what fresh was. Being in the business, you know, I was a professional, and I you know, would look at my orders when they came in from purveyors and, you know, ascertain that they were in decent shape.
As in, the tomatoes weren't rotten.
Well, green or rotten, yeah. I mean, you have some purveyors that things slip through, or they're trying to push a product that they need to get moved quickly before it goes bad.
And it's actually already gone bad.
And it's already sort of gone bad, and it's or it's way beyond its prime, or was picked at a point in its life that it never reached its prime. I mean, literally, you know, people. There's tomato trucks in the South where these tomatoes falling off the trucks and bounce off the highways become lethal weapons. They're hard. I mean, they poke your eye.
Don't get hit by that tomato.
Okay. Don't get hit by that horrible green tomato. Yeah.
Okay. So with
farm stock was a chance for, I mean, with the farms that are participating, of putting their food kind of where their mouth is. That sounds silly, but that concept of just a super, super fresh food. And so, say, with last year's farm stock dinner, we supplied the green beans from our farm, and we picked them that morning. And you don't need to do a whole lot to a green bean that's picked that morning. They're lovely, you know. But I don't know. There's just something very, what's the word for it? Very insightful.
Sensory pleasure of vegetables fresh from the garden. I love your carrots. We had some of them last night. They were delish.
Yeah. And just getting them
okay,
now.
So,
and
okay, so is it is the fact that it's all going to be fresh, you don't exactly know what the dinner is going to be? I feel like you're
no,
hedging.
No, we do know exactly what the dinner is going to be. It's essentially a repeat with add-ons from last year. So we'll be doing the troll caught king salmon will be an entree.
Okay.
We've got some great pork that I don't quite know how we're going to use that, but I think I'm going to pull the loins off of that and do something special with it. They won't be, it's just one pig. So we're doing a whole pig for the Saturday Fest, doing like a pulled pork sandwich. And that's a local pig, lovingly raised.
Okay,
such.
Great.
we're going to do the corn pudding again. Savi Island corn is coming through, God. So we're going to be able to source that corn off Savi.
Okay, that itself is worth
the corn
dinner.
Pudding?
The corn pudding is to die for. And now that I have the recipe, I've made it several times.
Oh, yes.
Like it disappears before you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fabulous. Okay, so corn pudding.
And the spicy garlic green beans. We're going to be doing those. We're doing really well. We're going to have a couple of kinds of greens. I hope that we can pull off one of those marinated, you know, kale salads. Mm. That those things are just dynamite.
Oh, yum. Mm-hmm.
Roasted root vegetables. Mm-hmm. Gary Sunderland is British. I just contracted with him for getting his fingerling potatoes.
Nice. Oh, his potatoes there. Are good, yeah.
And, oh, gosh, I want to do cooked greens. George and Carol up at
Puget Island.
On Puget Island. Mm-hmm. They've got some beautiful, I forget the trancetta. It's that beautiful Portuguese kale.
They have so many kinds of greens that you will never find in a grocery store, and they're just wonderful.
So it's going to be just a compendium of those things. We'll be doing fresh bread. We'll be baking focaccia out of the ovens, and let's see.
And then
we've got the shrimp. So we're going to come up with something. Either I don't know. My chef buddy from Seattle's coming down, and so we're still debating how we're going to use that. But we'll have. It's going to be a feed.
Okay,
for now, $25, it's going to be the best meal. That
except we're asking people to pledge.
Oh, 60 bucks for a
and
ticket,
and they can get a ticket, right?
Yeah.
And so 120 puts you as a super supporter if you buy one for you and your buddy, your spouse, your whatever, your significant.
Bring a friend who needs to get to know fresh vegetables.
Yes. That's right. Now, okay, let's talk about dessert.
Dessert. Oh, boy. Dessert is always my weak part. So I know we'll be doing carrot cake. Cecily Stewart did some amazing vegan chocolate desserts last year.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, though, I'm a bit stumped on that. I'm not a dessert guy. I'm much more of a savory person. So I contract my desserts out. But they will be amazing.
They'll be amazing. All right. Now, we had a caller who wanted to know, will there be donkey rides for kids?
I don't think there's a donkey ride per se. There is a wagon with donkeys. I mean, I think it's like a wagon ride, if I'm remembering correctly.
Okay. Jennifer.
But there will be a lot of kid activities.
Oh, good. Jennifer from Arizona is passing through, and she said in Arizona they wrap green tomatoes in newspaper, put them in the root cellar, and they ripen all winter.
Sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I bet our root cellar is a lot damper than her root cellar in Arizona.
It's well, in Arizona, yeah. And if they, yeah. We've been experimenting with them, and they do ripen up. I have to say, I'm there's tasting more like a store-bought tomato.
Oh. Well, yeah, the longer they're off the vine. Okay, now what's happening at Farmstock on Sunday?
The dinner. We've got a couple of classes.
When is dinner?
The dinner is 1 p.m.
Okay. And
kind of
and
an
after
church type of, okay. of thing. Yep. Classes are, the majority of those are on Saturday.
Okay. And they're on all, we don't really have time to go into them, but.
I wish we did, but.
Everything from making wine to growing to.
Processing.
As in processing food?
Peggy from the Blue Scorcher is going to be doing a class on making chocolate from scratch.
Oh, God.
I mean, she's going to roast it. The whole 9 yards.
Oh, the beans, everything.
The beans, the whole deal. Chocolate is a very big thing on the farm.
Chocolate's kind of a big thing everywhere. Okay, I want. I'm not happy. I think we've had one membership in this whole 30 minutes. I think we've somehow done a lousy job.
No.
So I think I'm going to beg again, please, money, 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 503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010. We need you to call now because now is the time when it's happening, and this is it for me, for the week, and for the pledge drive. So it's the only opportunity if you want to show support for Digging the Dirt. This is it. Because Digging the Dirt's done. Now, if you're at work and you can't call till later, you can still say, I wanted to get that farm dinner that I heard about on Digging the Dirt.
I think we have eight or nine tickets remaining.
So if you want to get in on that and you can't do it right now, it's okay. And you can actually reserve it if you go to coastradio.org. You can get it there.
And come break bread with us.
Yes, come break bread. We will all eat fresh
tomatoes.
Food together, yes, and talk about how to make the planet more sustainable and safer and healthier rather than sicker and ickier.
Yes.
Yeah, when we eat together and we share food that we've grown, it's a whole different experience.
It's quite a lovely thing.
Right, and we can all...
And you can hang out with farmers. Gosh, yeah. How could you pass that?
Yeah, and your friends, and go camping out.
Yep.
I'm hoping I'll be up for camping.
I hope so, too.
I loved it last year.
I think it's going to be a great weekend. There'll be more
like
skinny dipping in the river and stuff.
Oh, good.
Well,
wait, there's some senator, Republican from the South, went skinny dipping in the Sea of Galilee, and he got in trouble.
Dang it.
Now, I don't know what you're doing in Israel, jumping in the Sea of Galilee naked. I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Okay, it is 10 o'clock. You are listening to KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM, and at coastradio.org, streaming live wherever you are in the world. Carol is here with all kinds of folk. We've got next week, John Huelman, who is a local master gardener and pilot, will be here, and we'll be talking about healthcare. He's actually coming as a user of healthcare services. We're going to talk about comparative shopping for healthcare. It should be very interesting. Please call with your pledge, 325-0010. Here comes the news.